2 Chronicles, chapter 16 and verse 10. As we have seen, Asa has been rebuked by the prophet Hanani. Hanani has come to him and challenged him, rebuked him, corrected him, spoken to him in the name of the Lord, telling him of his sin, of his folly, in going to the world to help fight the Lord's battles. Of course, we're securely in the days of the Old Covenant here, and the Lord's cause was advanced by battle. Land and territory and wealth and so on is part and parcel of this age in which we are dwelling here. In the days of the New Covenant, things are very different. But we can draw principles here. Now, what are the principles in this passage? Well, we have Asa's reaction to this preacher, Hanani. And this is what we read in 2 Chronicles 16, verse 10. Asa was angry with the seer. He kicks the messenger, you see. He's angry with the messenger, the prophet. But of course, it was God speaking to him through the prophet. But he takes his anger, he vents his anger upon the prophet. Asa was angry with the seer because of this. He did not want to be corrected. He was too proud to be corrected. He was too high and mighty to be corrected. He wasn't going to listen to some trumped up prophet speaking to him. But of course, he was not trumped up. He was a man of God. He had been sent by God directly to rebuke Asa. But Asa was so enraged. He was not only angry, he was enraged. He was beyond himself, that he put him in prison. That was his reaction. He threw the prophet into prison. Well, Ahab, as we read in other scriptures, did it with the prophet in his day, Micaiah, and so on. This is one of the reactions that men have against true prophets of the Lord in these days. They throw them into prison, bread and water and all the rest of it. Well, of course, it comes over into the New Covenant, too. We're not only dealing with kings and prisons, but how many, when they hear faithful preachers of the gospel, when they hear the discourse of the Lord Jesus Christ, the confronting gospel of Christ, the challenging gospel of Christ, the convicting power of the Word of God, how many react with bitterness, anger, rebellion, pride? They refuse to be addressed in this way. They find all sorts of ways round it, laughing, excuses, putting it to one side, ignoring it, apathy and all the rest. But underneath there is this hatred. Indeed, we read this in Romans 8. And 5, the natural man hates God and everything to do with God. We read it in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 at the end there. The natural man thinks the things of the Spirit are foolishness. He can't understand them. And he digs in. He buries his head in the sand. He puts his fingers in his ears. He does all sorts of things to try and stop the Word of God. Asa went further. At the same time, Asa brutally oppressed some of the people, taking out his anger upon the people. Here is vindictiveness. He's been called a fool and he doesn't like it. He's been shown his sin. He won't have it. What a bad example to us. Oh, brother and sister in Christ, do we not need a humble, quiet, submissive spirit? Not only under the preaching of the gospel, the word of God, in pulpits and so on, but at all times, even when we are reading the scriptures ourselves, when God is whispering to us that still, small voice, do we not need to learn from Asa and avoid his example 180 degrees, instead of pride to be humble, instead of loud-mouthed to be quiet, instead of kicking to be submissive? Preaching does expose. The word of God does expose. The word of God is light. The entrance of thy word gives light. Asa's character is exposed. Search me, O God. Try me. Know my heart. See if there's any wicked way in me. Psalm 139. How lovely the spirit of the disciples at the Last Supper. When Christ said, "One of you will betray me," their reaction was, "Is it I? Is it me?" Of course, we don't know how they said it, but what a lovely spirit, at least in the words. Suspect ourselves. How David so submissively reacted to Nathan. Praise God for it. But look at the judges of Paul, how they dug in when he confronted them in the Acts. And what about Acts 3 and 4? What about the opposition of the bigwigs against the early preachers of the gospel? King James, you know, of Authorized Version fame, King James the 6th of Scotland and 1st of England, we know how notorious was his attitude to the preaching of the Word of God. No man was going to tell him what. And yet the preachers in Scotland had called him God's silly vassal, and he didn't like it. Asa shows that same spirit. Asa was angry. Well, in King James' time, how many hundreds had to emigrate? And look at the mess eventually that was led to in the United Kingdom. Asa was angry with the seer because of this preaching, because of this rebuke, because of this conviction. He was so enraged that he put him in prison. Preachers must be prepared to suffer. At the same time, Asa brutally oppressed some of the people. Yes, brother and sister, we need a quiet spirit. We need a submissive spirit to the Word of God. But so do you, unbeliever. I urge you, whenever God convicts you and speaks to you through His Word, do not dig in and close your mind and resist with all the power you have against Him. Close in with Christ at that moment. Seek the Lord while He may be found, and call upon Him while He is near. Let me close on a happier note. Let me set the right tone. I think this hymn writer, Benjamin Mansel Ramsay, has set the right tone. Teach me thy way, O Lord. Teach me thy way. Thy gracious aid afford. Teach me thy way. Help me to walk aright, more by faith, less by sight. Lead me with heavenly light. Teach me thy way. When doubts and fears arise, teach me thy way. When storms o'erspread the skies, teach me thy way. Shine through the cloud and rain, through sorrow, toil, and pain, make thou my pathway plain. Teach me thy way. Long as my life shall last, teach me thy way. Where'er my lot be cast, teach me thy way. Until the race is run, until the journey's done, until the crown is won, teach me thy way. Lord, speak to me. Speak to me through your word, and give me a heart submissive to receive your word, a mind to understand it, a heart to love it, and a life to live it, to the glory of your name. Amen.